to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Breakfast Bite on this Friday morning, the 16th of October, 2020, ahead of a humongous weekend of racing and sport. Caulfield Cup Day, just one sleep to go. And then tonight we start preliminary final weekend. Let's start the Breakfast Bite there, where Ken Hinckley spoke yesterday on the Key Fords battle tonight in their clash against the Tigers.
That's what Key Fords do. Dim is right. That Charlie at the other end, he crashes packs, he hits things, he likes it, he enjoys it. Tom Jonas will stand in the way of anything. Any of our defenders will stand in the way of anything, and as the Richmond players will. So we expect Key Fords to play that way, and Dimmer does too.
It's a bit different last time they met as well with Richmond. A very interesting trip to Adelaide last time. Here's Ken Hinckley on that last clash.
We got a free lesson in contest and pressure in that game, and that was really, really good. Probably sparked our season in some ways moving forward.
Adam Kingsley, rather than speaking, yes, I will hear more from him a little later in the show. Meanwhile, in the racing world, Mark Zara yesterday spoke on Racing Pulse. Here's what he had to say after jumping off very elegant at track work.
Yep, he's in a great spot. I just went in, didn't do much, did six even, so just went there and cruised around on it. She was nice and relaxed, so that was good. I tell you, she's really fit, looks good, so I think we can't do much more.
We'll hear a little bit more from Mark Zara, what he had to say yesterday on Racing Pulse. A bit of rain around as well, which will bring a smile to his face, jumping on board very elegant. More on that next on The Breakfast Bite. Let's get stuck in.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
The Breakfast Club returns after 6 this morning. Stacks to come on the show. Half White in Ramah to take you through a very busy Friday morning. Nick Dasty from the Australian PGA will join the boys. Big announcement today in the world of Australian golf after 6.30. Before 7 o'clock this morning, the early mail. And then after 7, how about this? Dean Lester and Nick Quinn, the Friday form. It is going to be a huge Caulfield Cup edition, I'm sure. Dean might have a quick look at the Everest as well. But so much to get through with Dino and Quinny. Can't wait for 7 o'clock this morning. Get your pens poised. Then after 8 this morning, Boomer Harvey, as always, for the Friday footy preview. Two big games to get through. First of all, tonight, Port Adelaide and Richmond, and then Brisbane v Geelong tomorrow. We'll get the thoughts of the AFL Games record holder. It doesn't stop there either. Racing Pulse continues after 8.30 this morning with Michael Felgate. And Mick Sharkey will jump in from 9 o'clock for a huge edition of the Friday Form Focused. All the latest word from the key trainers ahead of tomorrow's Caulfield Cup. And then after 10.30, Gareth Hall with RSN Central. And he will have a chock-a-block show full of form and full of opinions of tomorrow's big races. Plus, always kicks off a Friday with Hamish McLaughlin and Dean Lester. Should be a sensational build-up to the first today on Moe Cup Day as well. So it's a very busy place on this Friday ahead of a huge sporting weekend. Let's start with the AFL world, though, in the build-up to tonight's preliminary final between Port Adelaide and Richmond. We'll start with Ken Hinckley and let's get his position on Port build-up and what it's been like with the week off.
No change. As Toddy and Xavier was the other one that was come out of our last game that you'd have some doubt over, but both boys trained well this week and ready to go. It's exciting. There's no doubt it's exciting. Everyone wants to be around this time of the year. When you get the best four teams going at it, it's exciting and you do want to be a part of it. We've tried for a lot of the time to make sure we're a part of it. We've been there once in my time at prelim final stage. We know what it's like and we sit there for a moment and reflect and go, it's hard work to get here. Well done. Now let's get excited about our performance tomorrow. We've been strong all the way through this year and whatever the challenge has been, we've been able to match it and meet it. And, we've earned our right. We've worked really hard to get here. We've protected our season the whole way through, and it's exciting for the boys to go. I certainly don't sense from them that they're not excited by the opportunity that they've earned. Our team form has been really strong all year. We've been a really consistent football team, as they have, and that's what you have to be to get here. We know our best challenges everyone and challenges anyone, and equally as much as we know theirs will do the same back to us. But, you know, we've got some stuff that we've done really well all year. Done well again tomorrow night, we'll come away with a victory.
Let's head to the Richmond point of view with Adam Kingsley, assistant coach here yesterday, speaking about taking on the Power in Adelaide.
Certainly Port's two ruckmen are a good quality ruckman, so particularly the advantage they could give their midfield at centre bounce particularly. So it's something we discuss. Yeah, we'll see which way we go. Bit like a normal preparation for us. This is what we do typically when the season's normal. So spend the night in the hotel, get up, have our meetings tomorrow and get ready for the game. Oh, we've played a couple of times this year, so it's not crucial, but it's always nice to get here early, settle in a little bit, have a look at the ground again and get familiar with it and get ready to play it. We know what Port Adelaide are going to bring. They're a big inside mid group, really, really strong defensively, you know, and some really big dangerous forwards and good crummers and speed. So a lot of threats. It's going to be a really difficult challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it. We don't rely on the magnets, that's for sure. We've got some good players who will play this game that didn't play the last time, but they've still got to get to work and do their job. And whoever has the ball from either team is going to expect high pressure and, you know, physical kind of game. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm sure Port are too. I think if you look across the course of the season, they're really strong defensively. There's no real glaring weaknesses with their game. So we're just going to have to play our best footy and hope for, you know, to be good enough to beat them and penetrate their defence. You know, we got a bit lucky a few times last time we played. So, you know, we scored at a high percentage, so hopefully we can do that again. But, yeah, they don't come easy scores against Port Adelaide.
There we go, Adam Kingsley speaking yesterday. More on the build-up to that match a little later on. We'll hear from Ken Hinckley again a little more expansively, plus Jack Revolt on his recent form as well. More of that to come later on. Let's head to the racing world now, though. We're on Racing Pulse yesterday. Mark Zara had a chat about the forecast rain, and he'll have a smile on his face, jumping on board very elegant.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, that's what I was hoping for. Just middle of the line I was hoping for, and my wife's quick to tell me that Barrier 9's one of the best barriers, apparently. So that's another tick. So yeah, just a little bit of rain. I mean, she doesn't need a heap of rain, but you wouldn't mind a six or something like that would definitely improve her chances for sure.
So this will be a fascinating watch over the next 24 hours. The forecast at the moment in Melbourne tomorrow, showers easing, but possible rainfall 15 to 25 millimetres. So that is going to be the story of the Caulfield Cup over the next 24 hours or so. One to watch, definitely. We'll bring you the latest news on the track here as it happens on RSN right throughout today and then into tomorrow as well, starting with Gareth Hall on the first word from 7 o'clock. Let's now head to one of the other key contenders, TJ Comerford, speaking about Anthony Van Dyck and the lack of speed in tomorrow's Caulfield Cup, whether he'd be happy for Anthony Van Dyck to take up the running.
Oh, well, he normally sits off the speed anyway. Only the last day he was ridden forward because I suppose nobody else wanted to make it. You don't want to go too quick against the likes of Stradivarius because you'd be only helping him. You know, he's a stayer. But Anthony Van Dyck beat him twice he met, you know, so he beat him twice from two, you know. So, like, and the last day he was ridden, he wasn't doing a tap in front, you know. So, really, it doesn't. You just have to ride them as you find them now at this stage, you know. So, making it, he doesn't need to be make it, but it would be good to sit some bit forward to see what's going to happen and make sure that there's plenty of pace on.
There we go. That's TJ Comerford there yesterday speaking about Anthony Van Dyck. Currently the second elect at $6.50, tab.com.au. Very elegant leads the market at $5. As you heard, we'll jump from barrier 9 after the two scratchings so far. So that will be interesting to see tomorrow. But the rain, 15 to 25 millimetres forecast tomorrow. Going to be a fascinating watch over the next 24 hours. Let's head to Glen Boss now and focus on the big event in Sydney tomorrow, the Tab Everest. Let's hear what he had to say about how everything's shaped up after the barrier draw.
He's got the right profile. He's got the stats behind him to say that he can win. He's got the right prep. I'm very sure that James is, if you ask him, he couldn't have changed anything about his preparation. So I wouldn't swap him. There's no way. If you ask me to, I wouldn't swap him. I think I'd be getting off the winner if I swapped him.
Bivouac tomorrow to jump from barrier 10. So the Everest tomorrow at 4:15 in the afternoon. And then 5:15, the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup from the Heath. It is going to be a huge day of racing. We'll hear a little bit more from the racing world with Craig Newitt and Gordon Richards later on. In case you missed any of the build-up yesterday on Racing Pulse, head to the website rsn.net.au or make sure you check out the podcast from your local podcast store. Before we hit the ad break, time to catch up with a bit of the NRL news before the Melbourne Storm play in another preliminary final tonight. And we'll start with Craig Bellamy here, speaking about the fitness of Cam Munster and whether he's a chance after re-injuring that pesky knee of his.
No main concerns with him at all, actually. He's he mended pretty quickly. He didn't do anything last week, but he was in our first session this week, and he's done everything the other boys have done, we expect him to line up.
So good news for Cam Munster. Dale Finucane's possibility of playing tonight, still on a knife edge, has been named, but we'll see if he takes his place into the starting lineup. To Craig Bellamy's thoughts here on Cameron Smith, could be his last ever game tonight for the Melbourne Storm, with his future still up in the air beyond this year.
Because I said to him, we'd like to give you a decent send-off, and he said, what? I said, I just have to play 400 games and not have any grand finals and whatever. So you've done a tremendous job for us in the game. So that's the reason. But as I said, I think he's not one of those guys that wants a lot of fanfare.
Storm will play the Raiders tonight. Ricky Stewart is the coach of the Raiders. He's always complaining about something, Ricky. Yesterday, it was not being allowed into Queensland early enough to chill out at the team hotel, is what he had to say, fighting with the Queensland government.
Queensland government got back in touch with them at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and we needed all the protocols and the red tape we need to go through done by close of business yesterday at 3, when they were told at 3 o'clock, so it hasn't eventuated to the will of the Queensland government.
Not a fan of Queensland at the moment. They're going into enemy territory tomorrow, the Raiders, to take on the Melbourne Storm. Tonight. Tomorrow, the Panthers will play the Rabbitohs, which will be a ripping game as well. The Rabbitohs coming from outside the top four to try and stake their claim. Let's now head to a break. On the other side of this, we'll get some cricket, rugby, soccer and golf news, plus the latest from the footy world and more racing in the build-up to a huge day tomorrow at Caulfield.
This is The Breakfast Bite.
Outside chance here for Wallace, putting down a pretty flat part of this green here. Just trying a cosy one down. Oh, there you go.
It's fairly cosy, wasn't it? Six putts through six holes.
I was never leaving the pin.
Six putts through six holes. That's one way to shoot a pretty handy opening round. Matt Wallace from England. Yesterday, 7 under in his opening round of the Scottish Championship on the European Tour. He is in second place, though, after Adrian Otegi from Spain at a 10 under 62 to lead the field. In terms of the Australians, Zach Murray is the best of them in a tie for 21st at 3 under the card, and then the rest are sitting on the projected cup or below it, with Jake McLeod at 2 over, Scott Henn 3 over, Minwoo Lee 4 over, and that rounds out the Australians. So good luck to a few of the Aussies who need to make a couple of inroads in the next round. Let's head to some live golf now on the PGA Tour. A couple of Aussies in action here as well. It's the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. Cyril Hatton leads the way, the Englishman, at 5 under the card. He's through his opening 5 holes, so he's started on fire. The best of the Australians, Mark Leishman and Jason Day, both in a tie for 18th at the moment. They're even through six and five holes respectively. So we'll keep an eye on them through the morning on the Breakfast Club. Cameron Smith's one over through six holes himself. And those three Aussies are the only three in the field. So we'll keep you updated with that all through the morning on the Breakfast Club. Let's head to the soccer world now, where yesterday, quite sensationally, Carl Robinson, 2 days after being asked if he want the Western Sydney Wanderers job, left his current job at the Newcastle Jets and headed down south to Western Sydney. He's the new coach speaking on Fox Sports.
Well, I'm super delighted. Obviously, it's been a whirlwind 48 hours. You know, lots of meetings, lots of discussions. But I'm absolutely delighted to be unveiled as a manager today. So much to look forward to, so much work to do. I'm ready to get stuck into it.
How did it come to this? When did the Wanderers first approach you about potentially coaching the club?
Well, up until Monday, I was planning pre-season up the road, and a phone call had happened on Monday. And obviously, Tuesday and Wednesday, things moved pretty quickly. Obviously, things were done the right way, which is important. Discussions were done the right way and open and amicable. And here I am today.
Extraordinary to be planning a pre-season on Monday for a different team, and now you're head coach of the Western Sydney Wanderers. The funny old world of the A-League and soccer in general. Let's head to rugby now with Jeff Parling. He's a former England international, now assistant coach at the Wallabies. He wasn't giving away any secrets yesterday at the press conference as to whether there might be a couple of changes ahead of Bledisloe 2 on Sunday.
Everybody's there. I always laugh at these questions because if someone's injured, I'm not going to say, oh, they're injured anyway, am I? And if someone's fresh, I'm not going to say they're fresh. So, look, as far as I'm concerned, we've got guys all available. Everyone's chomping at the bit. And it's not like, to be honest, I'm going to give any info that was available anyway.
Let's head back to a bit of the build-up for tonight's match between Port Adelaide and Richmond. We'll start with Ken Hinckley, who spoke about the challenge of taking on the midfield, especially Dustin Martin.
Collectively, the job on any of their players will be done by the team, and that's what will happen. And, you know, Dusty's a great player. It's a prelim final. There's great players out there everywhere, and that's why it's exciting. It's, you know, Richmond's great players and the Port Adelaide great players. There's some concern for both teams. That's why we go into a prelim final, you're on edge.
What about the prospect of playing at home on the Adelaide Oval?
It's certainly great to be here, and we've earned the right to be here, and it's great to have our people here to watch. And, you know, I know they'll bring an enormous amount of noise for our boys, and they'll support them all the way through, and that will certainly be, at some point, helpful. We've been to opposition grounds when the crowd's been against you. Once the game gets going, it's hard to take too much notice of it, but I'm glad we're here. I'm very pleased to be playing at Adelaide Oval.
The latest edition of Balls and Bumpers is out. Jack Riewoldt spoke yesterday on his form at the moment. Here's what he had to say on the podcast.
It's evidence for me. Like, I know I can play well. I didn't play great last week, and that's part and parcel. I've had poor finals before. Probably every final series I've had a bad one. Also, I say I had a bad one, but I still try and affect the game fundamentally some other way. So whether it's just creating a contest or whether I can lead.
Which is obvious. You can see that on the game too. Bringing the ball to ground, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited about this week. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this week. I love playing in the yellow jumpers. For one, I know it sounds a bit weird. I really do like playing in the away jumpers. So I'm as confident as I've been. My body's in really good condition. Done a power of work mentally and physically over the last month to set myself up for this.
A very confident Jack Riewoldt there. No change to either side for tonight's clash. It's going to be a ripper at the Adelaide Oval. Let's head to Harris Andrews now, who spoke ahead of taking on the Cats tomorrow night at the Gabba.
It's really exciting for us as a playing group. Obviously, playing two finals last year and not really get the result we wanted to then now make it through to prelim weekend. It's a great opportunity, and as I said, just pumped to be. I was obviously feeling 100% going into the Richmond game, and was able to, with that bye at the end of the season, get some really good training in. So, yeah, no real issues from that sense, but it's been great to have a week off recovery-wise, get some good training in over the weekend, and feel really good going into the game. Yeah, he's had a sensational year, Tom. I'm not sure where he came in the AFL MVP or whatever, but he's seemed to be pretty high on that. And yeah, he's been kicking a fair few goals, so it's going to be a great opportunity for myself to match up against him. And I'm going to be really relying on the midfield and the other defenders around me to help out where they can. So He's had a great year, and I'm excited about the challenge. His leading patterns are as good as anyone I've played on, and he's just, as you said, those footy smarts, like that forward craft, is so good. And he's obviously got guys around him that kick the ball really well to him. So it's a great combination to have. And as I said, I'm going to be really relying on the midfield and even our forwards to put pressure on the ball, so can hopefully make my job a little bit easier. And as I said, we're just absolutely stoked for the opportunity. I think just continuing our growth in contested ball, winning it around the stoppages and getting it going our way is going to be important. So, yeah, we'll sit down this week and do our OPPO reports and that sort of thing for Geelong and take away what we can and get ready to go. It's just another game at the end of the day. It's obviously prelim weekend, but I'll prepare the same way I have for each game this year and back in my preparation to get the job done.
Harris Andrews speaking yesterday. Let's head to the racing world now with the build-up continuing ahead of the Caulfield Cup tomorrow. Let's hear from Craig Newitt on one of the biggest threats in the Caulfield Cup, if there's a bit of run around, Mirage Dancer for the Besutton Young stable at $18 at the moment at tab.com.au.
I think it's a very open race. I'm not very familiar with the international horses, but obviously Anthony Van Dyke, his rating suggests that he's probably only got to turn up and he's going to be the one to beat. You can't underestimate Danny O'Brien, Damien Oliver. There's a lot of talk around Buckhurst. And then you've got Waller's mare, who, if she settles, she's going to be a genuine chance. But a couple down the bottom that look interesting runners are Prince of Iran, Master of Wine, Coffee Tongue. She went exceptionally well the other day, so I think there's probably more horses in there that can win that can't.
Yeah, very open race at the moment. Very elegant leading the way at $5. And then Anthony Van Dyke, the second elect, at $6.50. And then it is pretty much, apart from Master of Wine, at $8. Double figures the rest. It is going to be a cracking edition of the Caulfield Cup tomorrow. The rain will be an interesting watch over the next day or so. That's it for the Breakfast Bite on this Friday morning. Enjoy your weekend of racing and sport. It is going to be absolutely epic. We've got it all covered for you here on RSN. Don't forget the Breakfast Club coming your way, getting my pen poised for 7 o'clock when Dean Lester and Nick Quinn join the show. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy a massive weekend of racing and sport, and we'll chat to you on Monday.